Hello friends, we are studying the subject of consumer buyer behavior. We are on chapter 8, which is on communication and persuasion. Interesting subject, as such it covers essentially the complete aspect of marketing communication, relationship between various communication mix, various models of communications that you will learn, various aspects of advertising, and then as few aspects of what is behind the buying motives and various advertising appeals. So with this, we begin this journey. Friends, as I keep telling you, that initial few aspects or pages or slides are essentially kind of a ground clearing slides or the takeoff slides. These are those, you know, small concepts that needed to be explained once in order to help you understand the larger picture, which is going to come later. So these are those initial slides. So I'll be little quicker on this. Essentially, we all understand that consumers are driven by various motivations that they have. They develop a motive to acquire certain things. Only when there is a motive present, I will get into learning, etc., about those aspects. Marketing has to really tie up this thing very well to create that persuasion in me to consider their product purchases. So, information and etc., communication becomes therefore very critical. Now, essentially, if you have to understand the communication, when you say, it has a three aspects into it. As you see this in a graph, this is Wilbur Schemer's basic model of communication, where there is a sender. A sender is sending a message and there is a receiver. But this is a very simplistic representation. Sender is a advertiser, message is what he is trying to communicate. Receiver is a person, that is a target group of customers that he is trying to influence upon. This is a little detailed model, you can say the modified or advanced model. Now you see there are various components, so I will try and take you through this essentially on a basic aspects coverage point of view, because we are going to later understand aspects like advertising and those aspects. That's where the communication has a importance comes in out there. Sender, in brief, essentially the model first, let's understand. Sender means advertiser has a need to communicate about his product. He wants to reach out to the receiver. Receiver is his target group of customers, that is segments. From the segment, he has identified target group of customers whom he wants to influence. Influence in a way that they purchase their product. Now, for that, you therefore require a medium. You therefore require to communicate. Means you need to reach out a message. You need to reach out your communication to them. Now, to take your communication to the receiver, there has to be a vehicle. Vehicle, when I say, these are all newspaper, radio, television, even postal department is a vehicle, because if they carry your direct mailer, then they are the one delivering, postal department, courier companies, etc. So there is a vehicle that takes your message to them. Now when he receives it, whatever action that he takes becomes a feedback for you. If he takes a favorable action, that's also a feedback. If he doesn't take an action, that's also a feedback for you. Feedbacks are of a different nature, so we will cover them one by one. Now sender, you take an advertiser. Advertiser has a message need. Message is about the product, the service, the new feature or the new programs or the new offer, etc. That is what they have essentially, or a festival offer. As you say, there are various reasons why sender wants to communicate. Now when he wants to communicate, there has to be a communication. So communication means all aspects of advertising, creativity, etc. comes into picture, that we have broadly understood earlier. Now it has to be carried to the receiver. So that carried is about the media. So media is your carrier. Media starts with the print media, the broadcast media, and various online medias, etc. So those medias, media vehicle takes you closer to the consumers. Medias are represented by what you call media channels. So like, for example, broadcast is a media, the channel is radio, television, etc. And then you have a vehicle, which is a specific program under Star TV or say under Colors, Dance India Dance or Indian Idol, in which you put a advertisement. So that Indian Idol or a Dance India Dance, etc. becomes your vehicle. Through that, you reach out to your target customers. So they become your receiver. Receiver receives the message. Now receiver receives what message? The message which the sender has sent to him. Sender, when sends a message or develops a message, that is an advertising, etc., it is also known as an encoding. He encodes the message. He ensures that the message is structured in such a way that receiver understands it the way he is supposed to understand. Receiver at his end, when receives the message, he decodes it. So one end is an encoding at the sender end, receiver decodes it. Now decoding means he processes the information. So process is all to do with this memory. Memory has an exposure in the past. It has a relevance with my overall cultural and social background and upbringing, the personality traits, psychographic, etc., that I've built about, the attitude finally that I have shaped towards the product, towards the category, towards the brand, towards the company, etc. Accordingly, I decode it. I decode it either favorably, I decode it either negatively, or I may just maintain a status quo. Decoded favorably, suppose I am a regular user of the Gillette razors, etc., and shaving cream, etc. Now, if they launch, say, aftershave, I will probably favorably consider it. Okay, I may negatively consider it if it is of no relevance to, or rather, you know, it comes from me, from a brand which I have used earlier. I had a bad experience about it, and if that brand launches a, say, aftershave, I will ignore it completely. Or there are status quos. I am not concerned, you know. IKEA comes out with multi-fold furniture. IKEA comes out with multi-utility furniture. Because in my house, the furnitures are set. So I am indifferent to it. So that's how the decoding happens. Decoding compels you to take the action, which is either you take a favorable action, you reach out to the seller, or you ignore it. You do not take an action. That's a feedback in itself to the sender. Now you see that there's a red circle and the word noise. This needs to be also understood. Noises are of two nature. Noise is technical noise in the sense reaching out to the target customer is difficult. Either you do not have a technology or the technology that you have are not sufficient. So for example, Indian commerce is demanding a 5G to roll out soon so that higher speed, better video experience, better download experience, etc. will happen. Better e-commerce experience can happen, which is a technology constraint or a noise. Noise is also at the receiver end. Receiver end has a two kind of a noise. Noise related to the advertisement and the communication, noise related to the place where he is. The one which is of advertisement related is a one of a concern to us. Noise is generated because he is flooded with so much of a advertising communication, stimuli as you say. You see the open a newspaper, third page is half or three-fourth is advertisement, and as you go classified as a few, so much of, you know, full page of advertisements, etc. So you see so many advertisements, possibility that your ad may get lost out. Okay, either the message is not strong or the space that is occupied, etc., may not attract the customer's attention. So that's the noise that one should be worried about. Other one is a noise which is within his own personal domain. Either he is not, you know, paying attention to the TV program, or he is not interested in the program but it is running on, or there is other kind of a noise surrounding him, you know, happening, which is not like a, you know, noise of a machine, etc., but it is like the various other things, and he can jump onto the other channel, etc. So those are the kind of a noise which the sender has to keep in mind, and he has to ensure that you create a, you break the clutter, as they say, and then create a distinct possibility of your message being received, decoded correctly. So friends, in a nutshell, I have explained you this entire cycle of communication, so to say. Aspect of feedback, that if you want to get a little better attention, a receiver's set of reaction to the marketing message, that's how the feedback is defined as. Marketers are very keen for the feedback. Feedback is a crux for the marketer. Let the sender monitor how his intended message is decoded by the receiver. So have they understood correctly? Have they got the meaning? Have they found the solution to their problem which I am offering? Is my offer attractive, etc.? Feedback also gives chance to know how the noise is handled. So during the delivery process, if you have managed noise very well, you are tend to get a better feedback. So that's what it is expected, that if you manage noise very well, expectancy of the feedback to you is a much better. Call to action will improve if you remove the noise, etc. So people will understand better, their attention is there in what you are talking, and therefore they will be inclined to connect with you. So marketers often need to understand this feedback very critically, which though when I'm telling you, you may feel it is very obvious, but most often neglected aspect. So that's one need to be, you as a student need to be also taking care, because in future you will be made responsible. Depending on the feedback, success or the failure of the communication gets decided. So how much sale that is generated, how many leads did you receive, or how many download that has happened, how many inquiry level that you got, etc. All this will decide your feedback based success. So successful marketing communication therefore need to adopt to this following five aspects that makes the communication successful. Appropriate source, that is, how are you taking the message? Appropriate message, effective message. Does the message make sense to the customer? Does it convey the solution to the customer? Does it compel customer to know that, oh, he found answer to his need, etc. So that's an effectiveness. Encode the message properly. Encoding is all about creative word use, pictorial use, etc. Collectively, whether messages become properly coded, encoded, so that consumer will be able to understand. Select the channel. So you use the right channel, that is channel in the media vehicle that you use. So that's all about the media planning. And then finally, you ensure a timely delivery in a way that the decoding happens properly, that is breaking the clutter, breaking the noise. So these are the five aspects very critical based on the feedback or when you are planning your successful marketing communication. So it brings us to understanding the role of marketing communications. Essentially in the market, consumer market, advertising is used to build the brand. So understand how each aspects are interlinked. Advertising builds the brand, creates mass awareness. Sales promotion encourages consumer to get into action as desired by you. Public relations generates overall goodwill, positivity, etc. Interest in the company, the product, the solution that is being offered. Personal selling will promote the brand when consumer comes into contact with the salesman, etc. Or even in the trade channel. So personal selling will generate trade accepting your product. Once the trade accepts the product, naturally they will not want to retain the goods with them. They will want to push the goods in the market. So that also does the trick. Direct marketing, selected customers whom you value, you relate with, etc. And if you communicate with them directly, direct marketing can get you one-on-one sale, which is less spent on them, but you get a better result by spending amount on direct marketing. And overall, digital marketing communication encapsulates, it creates various touch point based engagement with the customer. So this is, you see the how overall marketing communication can help you as a marketeer. So that's the role of marketing communication. So the communication is defined as all the promotional elements. Remember that, of a marketing mix. So marketing mix we have understood, which involves the communication between an organization and the target audience on all matters. All matters means it could be new product, it could be offer, etc. Okay, and that affects the marketing performance. Depending on the communication, its effectiveness, your marketing performance gets impacted. So friends, what we are trying to help you to understand is that there may be different communication definitions, but essentially four aspects it has to consider. So while you do your communication development, four aspects, four reasons to be kept in mind, four points to kept in mind, or salient aspects of successful communication, as the case may be, is inform, persuade, image creation, and reinforcement. So essentially, our understanding of marketing communication, we are gradually improving. Under service, there are 7 P's. However, for all matter, generally the 4 P's will be considered. So in this particular subject and the across the chapter, it's a 4 P that we will consider. Each of the above point communicates something, plays a role in your communication. So you will wonder how the place, but even physical evidence conveys what you stand for, the art of color, the combinations, etc., what you provide, the physical amenities, the tools, etc., does communicate about you. Each element of the marketing mix helps you to or either facilitates or hinders your delivery of the communication. And most important being the promotion mix that you select, which has various elements. So this is what we have covered. So it starts with the advertising, sales promotion, direct marketing, publicity, PR, etc., etc. So I am moving on. Promotion mix elements that is of interest to us, Janet. Today's consideration is to these five promotional mix elements. Though they may look like a traditional, there are some new aspects got added, like interactive or an event, you know, kind of thing, which is currently being added, or experiential element is being added. But for a subject matter, these are the five that we'll be covering one by one. This is a chart which is the same first graph that I've shown you, but this graph explains you the company, the receiver, that is the target audience, the noise is all the clutter, message, conflicts, and the inconsistency, etc. However, there is a in between, there is a message, which is a brand message, that is a code encoding of the message, etc. And the channel, that is the media that you select. So media types or the channel, so to say, broadcast, print, etc., online, digital, etc. And the vehicle thereof. So which is a program in which you will put your advertisement, etc. And the feedback, buy, not buy, etc. Or information received or not, you know, the page download, download is happening or not, etc. Your app download, etc. So that's also a message to you. So with this, we get into understanding the process of marketing communication. So broadly, the earlier framework which was shown to you is a process in itself. However, one must understand the decoding part very well. So each communication from the organizations creates a supposedly create a right information, proper synergy, does the right platform to reach your right target audience. The target audience, when you say, it means the right people that you want to. So the vehicle that you use, a media vehicle, are supposed to be in sync with the preferences or the media behavior of the receiver. And then it encompasses various aspects. The communication can be of a different type, but each is supposed to aid each other, not conflict with each other. So, starting with the corporate communication, which is all about the organizations, then the brand marketing communication. Under marketing, you have a brand, and brand, multiple brand. One brand may have a multiple product category. So, you see that they all have to supposedly complement each other rather than not creating a conflict between the message. So, the Gillette razor, Gillette shaving cream, etc. But overall, the message regarding the brand that it gives should kind of sink in with the branding of the Gillette, so to say, while the products spoken could be different. So this is what it is trying to tell you. There are various types of communication, they need to be handled well. So we get into understanding these five aspects loosely to get the nuances of it as such. So first thing, a personal selling. Personal selling is actually a one-to-one approach. One-to-one approach when you come face-to-face, as you say. Face-to-face is also possible in the trade communication, trade, you know, personal selling, wherein the salesman is talking to the wholesale distributor, etc. Here, the long-term relationship is one aspect that really drives your personal selling. However, this is a tool where, probably the only tool where a direct feedback or evaluation is possible, because after the salesman comes out, he will be able to decide how warm the discussion was, does he find consumer favorably poised, negatively poised, etc. Advantage is the smartness of the salesperson and the experience that he has in understanding about the consumer. He is in a position to tweak or adapt his message to be delivered in such a way that the consumer will understand, will attend to it and understand. Misunderstanding can be minimized by allowing an opportunity to Q&A, kind of. Okay, so negotiation is possible. That's the time when across the table, you know, immediate discussion can take place. Negotiation is possible. It needs a higher cost, Yani. The one aspect that for or against, you can so to say, because it's like you need a person to do this, and therefore it's a cost, Yani, which is a salary that you pay to him and various other incentives and other statutory compliance specific fees or the money that you spent on it, etc. So reach and frequency could be lower, because one person can in a day cover either X number of people or go X many miles or kilometers, etc., or can cover as X number of dealership, etc. So as they say that it's a tool which may not get you the desired reach and frequency. Coming to direct and interactive marketing, it's a direct media. It's a media, any media through which is a print direct mailer, or you have a direct response advertising, which is on a television where they say, okay, you know, download today a lens card. You don't download today and get a free or say so many percent discount. Swiggy, Zomato, they all do that. through a television advertisement, of course, but they tell you to download. So it's a direct response media, mailing, telephone also is one, posters, catalog, etc., some of the other direct media. Dealing is direct by bypassing the middle man or the middle channel. However, nowadays, even middle channel is integrated into certain aspects of the delivery. So the sender is trying to grab more and more order directly, but probably the delivery is happening through the intermediary who's closest. Servicing is also handled by the person who's closest, etc. So now, earlier the direct marketing or a direct this thing was supposedly bypassing the intermediary. Now organizations are increasingly trying to see if they can still use the intermediary for an effective customer experience. Allows you to create and sustain personal communication. It's a way by which you can constantly be in touch with your customer, because there is a rapport, there is a relationship. So your message is received appropriately. Generally, the direct channels is used to get more of a lead or generate direct sales. Okay, so it helps in a way. Leads will be a qualified leads because somebody has taken a trouble to reach out to you. So at least there is a basic intent out there. Other aspects would be telephonic and all this thing can be used to be follow up or cross sell. Direct mailer can be used to do cross selling also. Once I bought a mobile, then maybe you offer me the mobile charger, offer me the mobile gadgets and accessories, etc. So that's how the cross sell and upsell sale can also happen. Overall, it helps you to build a long loyalty. Loyalty has its own benefit, where you have a customer in your pocket, you don't have to spend on reaching out, acquire, convert, etc. So the cost of getting an order from such customer is far lower. Then we come to what you call advertising. Advertising, of course, as you know, is a non-personal form of a communication through a mass media, reaching out number of people together. It builds the awareness. When you communicate, it brings the mass awareness about any new product or your offer or your upcoming sale, etc. As you say, big bazaar, this sale, or they advance in advance. Amazon, when they are doing 4-day, 3-day big sales, they advance, almost 15 days before they start shouting. It helps you to develop a creative competitive advantage also. The creative edge will give you a competitive advantage because it will bring out how you are different from the rest. That's what is the crux of an advertising. It of course can be used to inform, can be used to inform and persuade, can be used to persuade. So inform could be your launch ad, then inform and persuade is like when you put small ads of a larger front page ad when you did on the launch. You are trying to create a frequency. Frequency means the consumer will remember you now. And when that happens, they get into persuasive mode or your sales offer, promotional sales offer. So that's only persuasion. So to say, brand image, advertising really helps brand being remembered, the brand image being created. So both is building and reinforcement. Target audience, of course, it will reach you out to the desired segment. So today, with a lot of media choices and their ability to influence certain or their reach among certain class of a customer, gives you a specific or a micro targeting also possible. Advertising requires a message to be delivered, and message is delivered to whom? The receiver, in a right manner. That's of course encoding part. So that's when you right manner, when I say this, encoded rightly so that the decoding happens rightly. So now we come to what you call a sales promotion, which is the third aspects in the overall marketing communication or a promotion mix, so to say. It's an immediate call to action. It is done to grab the immediate sale. Idea is to see that there are class of customers who are not trying your product, or they are a competitive, loyal, etc., sitting on fence kind of people, are prompted to come and try your product. It of course complements the advertising. You cannot have only sales promotion every time. It's a complementary aspect to the ongoing advertising or your spurt of advertising, so to say. Long term, it helps the both ways. And a brand will retain its image, at the same time you get and garner more consumer base to come into it. Cost will be lower than the advertising. Advantage of acquiring a new customer being of course there, and then the customer continue to buy from you later on. Cause response immediate is a general general characteristics of any sales promotion. You expect an immediate response from the customer. Whatever that limited time that has been given to them, you expect them to act upon. So push strategy, and effective as a push strategy among the trade channel. So trade channel, one aspect is that if you are able to push your goods in the trade channel, Nirma is a great example how they created a disability for the Hindustan Unilever, etc., for their premium brand of detergents, etc. Nirma use a trade channel to effectively sell. And they ensure that the trade should acquire the goods. Once that happens, they knew that they will be able to push it onto the consumers. And they kept creating an effective advertising communication, primarily to build that brand saliency, the goodness of the product, etc. We come to public relation and publicity. Public relation is essentially a management of overall organizational image through a right communication among the stakeholders. So public relation will not talk about any specific product or the brand, so to say, but they talk about the goodness of the corporate or the goodness of the organization. Now that's the time, no matter, they may connect a brand to it, but overall it's not a sale approach. It's a creating that goodness, feel good factor about the organization, the corporate image, etc. Rub off it, maybe on the overall product and the brand, etc. A building of opinion is a crux of overall publicity and press relations, so to say, that it needs to work towards closing the gap between how the key public looks at your organization and the way you want them to look at. If there is a gap, then you put various activities in it so that the gap is minimized. PR is also responsible to guide the company through the crisis. And that's another aspect. Sometimes something happens and unfortunately, now that's the time where PR has to put a right perspective and thereby reduce the damage. Take the example of Nestle, when that issue of lead in the Nestle product came up in the Maggi, etc. They managed, I will say, so to say, and when the right opportunity, they again came out conveying how good the product has withstand, you know, there is all good, nothing was found or whatever. So they really managed those phases very well. So people again got back to consuming Maggi. Long-term goodwill creates a goodwill over a long-term period. Yeah. So today my goodwill about, say, House of Tata's, or you know, House of Birla's, etc., being good because they have created that over a period of long term. Well, it's like I am seeing them doing social cause and various other initiatives so well that it brings that, you know, over 3-4 decades that I am into. PR is relatively cost effective. It gets you lakhs of rupees of media space if you really do a good media, and that's free of cost. It reaches out to the masses, and that's another aspect without really being spending money on it. Yeah. A little control over media, because now media is not under your influence or a control. So you may think this activity may or should get a wider publicity or press support, but media may not look at that way. So it's ultimately a persuasion matters, pursuit matters. Media will pick it up once or a while, you know, once in a while, definitely. There are four elements to this whole approach of public relation. The message to be transmitted. So what are you trying to convey to the public at large or the stakeholders? An independent third party. So it's a endorsement by the independent party. And they have nothing to do with the brand, the company and the mass. So they are talking about it. So that's another part. Target audience is the one. Various stakeholders become a target. It's not the target customers, target audience. That's the reason. The concept of public comes under the PR. General public, financial public, investor public, government as a public. So they are supposed to be influenced through which the message is transmitted. What is the medium through which the public or publicity message is getting transmitted? So these four aspects are very critical in your overall PR plan. PR, of course, assumes a greater significance. So perform two tasks essentially. First is a publicity. So what is the difference? So publicity seeks to inform reader. Task is the information to the listeners and to create in them the effective value about what you call the news. So news should be received by the recipient, and they must understand the purpose behind, the good cause behind, so to say. And the next is a promotion. It aims to inform people. It's like, you know, more about the advertising. It is not informing them in terms of okay, buy me now. It is informing them in terms of what is good about it. So you see that before the monsoon, you suddenly start seeing a lot of news about diarrhea killing so many lakhs of people in our country and all. And then that's a part which media promotes, brings that consciousness among the people, and then bring also Project Siksha, which is a program by say PNG, where every amount that you buy PNG product, X amount is also paid by them for the girl child education, etc. So this is how they try to influence a positive goodwill about the organization, but it's a kind of a promotion. It will build the and foster the image about the company continuously. So now we come to understand communication model. So having understood essentially the whole communication process, sender, receiver, noise, etc., and then understanding the promotion mix, which is essentially also a Marcom mix, you can so to say. So those five Marcom mix, now we come to understand what is communication models. So communication model, if you have to just understand, it's a way one can look at developing an effective communication. Only once you know how customer passes through various phases of his decision making. So it's a may go through certain behavior. It's a behavioral aspects that one need to understand, which has both psychographic into it and physiology, or so to say the mental aspect into it. So how the promotional efforts of the marketing guy will influence his customer. So it looks at that. So what needs to be influenced at what stage of the consumer, that is very critical. So that is what there are various communication model that will bring it out there. So overall, why do we do the communication? So this communication model tries to tell us the objective setting has to be right. So they wanted to look at these aspects. What is that objective for which you are communicating? So is it an awareness? Is it to trigger an interest? Is it for some offer that you are trying to reach out to him? Some detailed information that, or you are trying to change the attitude of the customers. Attitude change is like brushing twice. You know, earlier this thing was brushing only once. Now they gradually came out with kind of an attitude change behavior, where with the doctor recommendations and various things, they convey to us that one must brush twice for a longer life of your teeth, etc. So when you do it, the product usage increases. But that needed a fundamentally the attitude change behavior. Behavioral aspects need to be changed, accepting a pregnancy kit, expecting the pregnancy termination pill like IPL, etc. So they are all behavioral change that is needed. So number of various models that we are going to cover, which encompasses these aspects, how consumer go through various phases of his decision making, what are the psychographic and behavioral aspects into it. Thank you.